Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is how it feels.
Really? Vitamin C?
I didn't know we were back. I didn't even know this was bumper music.
This is not a commercial. This was 2000? Year 2000?
I think it's 99, but yeah, it's right around the... it's right around there.
Today's my last day. People have been asking on the text line, what are you guys doing for the rest of the show? I assumed KMBZ would just go dark.
Dead air for 4 hours.
between 10 and
nobody would
2.
Do it.
Right?
Nobody would do it. Dead air.
I mean, no, we couldn't find anybody to sit in this seat. Actually, you have heard the gentleman who's going to be taking my seat on this radio station for a while. He used to fill in when we had a night show that was local for Jonathan Weir, and he has sat in for me as well. John Grayson is going to be in this seat for the foreseeable future.
Better known as the one from St. Louis.
Oh, great.
Well, here we go.
Which we're going to have to work out at some point.
Back to this again.
We're going to have to...
How's that going to work?
I don't know.
You and a guy from St. Louis.
Oh, no.
I'm not from there, so I get a little bit of a reprieve on that. I just want to
You're from New York. It doesn't make it any better.
I want to know what you... I want to know what you did in that seat that nobody will sit there.
What did you do?
That's a good question, John. That's a really, really good question.
I guess I'll find out.
But welcome to KMBZ.
Thank you very much.
I know you've been on, while you were in St. Louis, you were on here, and then you filled in for me several times.
Yep.
Again, welcome to the station. I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Do you have any idea what you're in for?
Is it not odd? Well, no, A.
Okay.
And is it not a little bit odd to have you welcoming me to the station as you're tripping out the door?
No, it's fine. I'm cool with it.
Sort of like what it was like when his job was announced.
Yeah.
Like when the opening was announced for your own job. That's kind of weird.
Wednesday, I was doing the show with Chris Katz, and somebody sent me a tweet and a text and a Facebook message of my job being replaced by John. From the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I'm like,
surprise!
What? I guess this is happening now. The world's finding out about it. Who are you, John? In 30 seconds or less, what can people know about you as you'll be sitting in with Jamie from now on here on Midday?
I have lived talk radio since I started my career many, many years ago. But I don't know. I love everything that KMBZ represents, everything the station is about. And I'm just excited to be starting here.
Cool. Very, very cool.
Wow, he did that in like 20 seconds.
I know.
That's for a talk radio guy to do it in less time than required. That's pretty impressive.
I can do another hour.
You're
if you
doing
want.
This
can...
wrong.
Yes. Here is more about me.
But John Grayson, you start tomorrow. Continued success of this program. Don't screw this up. Jamie and I have built this thing.
Any advice for him?
Be nice to Jamie.
Okay.
Oh, that's good advice.
All right.
advice.
Number one, be nice to Jamie.
That's easy.
Number two, piss off a Republican. That's all you got to really worry about.
Let's also remember.
Covered on both counts.
Keep me supplied in pens.
Pens,
highlighters, and adapters.
And occasional chocolate.
Best to you, sir. Chocolate. With the children, it's an exciting time. I can't wait to continue to follow you on social media and find out what all is going on with you day by day.
My goal is to break Twitter and Facebook with pictures of babies, so I'm on it.
I'm
on it.
Twitter likes that.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate
we'll see
it.
You tomorrow.
John Grayson starts tomorrow with Jamie tomorrow here on Midday. All right.
Let me get the Kleenex.
No, we're going to try our best not to cry here. 5 years ago, I came to Kansas City for the first time. My wife was, through the magic of radio, we were still living in Milwaukee, and she was doing middays down the hall. And I remember walking around thinking, well, because she had to do some work stuff, and I walked the plaza, and I thought, I wonder if I could ever live here. And then a year later, she got the job to replace a guy named Tony Lorino as program director down the hall. And I was granted the luxury to continue my morning show up in Milwaukee at a very small studio down the hall. And then one day, I knew this position was opening up. And I had met Jamie. We had clicked. And
drank wine at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I had filled in several times. And I thought, this is going to be awesome. Because I've never tried news talk. I've never tried, lifestyle talk. And I got to continue being on the air because when you're doing a show in a city that nobody knows you're doing the show from, like when I was doing the show in Milwaukee, Milwaukee did not know I was doing the show from Kansas City. And you can't really live your life. And over the following 3.5 years, I always say that I was born in Detroit and I grew up in Milwaukee. Well, I became a family man in Kansas City. It's when I proposed to my wife. It's when we got pregnant through all the struggles of trying to get pregnant. It's where we gave, where she gave birth and we began our family in Overland Park. And where I believe, I honestly did believe, Jamie, that this was going to be the place because it's a wonderful place to live and it's a wonderful place to raise a family. And I thought this was going to be it, that I was going to be a Kansas Cityan for umpteen years because of where we were living and the success you and I were having. And, you know, things change, life changes. And I had no idea that I'd ever be moving north again because I love the warm weather
here. You
and
snow.
Oh, God, it's back.
You're at one.
It's back. And I do have to thank a ton of people. And I've always listened to people in speeches and things, and they say thank you to people. They don't really mean it, or I always assume they don't. But I need to thank our general manager, Dave Alpert, for letting me do the show down the hall. I need to thank our program director, Alan First, who took a chance on a sports talk guy, paired him with this young lady, and said, all right, just don't lose the license. And I need to thank you, Jamie, because you are a friend first and a coworker after. You came to my wedding. You've held my baby. I couldn't do this show in any way without you. And I thank you for that. I know you'll have tremendous success with John, and the rest of your time here on KMBZ will be a wonderful success. So thank you to you. We've burned through producers.
We just can't keep them. Can't keep somebody around.
We've got Ketzer over there. He's number 5 since I've been here with you. I've been here with you. And most importantly, I want to thank you if you've listened to this radio program. If you have listened to this program since August 8th, 2016, whether you liked what I had to say or didn't or did and did not, whatever it is, thank you, because I have learned a lot from you. I hope you've been entertained by this. And it's going to be really, really weird for the first time, Jamie, in 19 years, not coming to a radio station. Being unemployed for the first time since 1995.
Wow.
And being on the air for the better part of the last 20 years. It's going to be really, really different. But I love my family. I love my daughter. And I can't wait for the twins to be here. And there's nothing I would leave for more than to be with my family. And I'll be popping up again down the road. Don't you worry. But again, thank you for letting me do this show with you. And we've had some fun. We've had some success. And it's going to be very, very different.
So I wasn't even looking at you. You are doing so well today.
I'm trying.
So this is a weird job, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a strange, I don't know what all of you do, but this is a strange job because you are with the same person. I work with one other person every day, mm-hmm. and it's 6-7 hours a day, and it's 3.5 years, and your job is to come in, and regardless of what mood you're in, or regardless of what you've got going on, your job is to come in here and sit here for 4 hours a day and talk to each other. And it's this same person for all these hours. And it's unique, I think, to hit that right. And being friends first helped, but it requires trust, and you get to know each other's body language, and I can tell who you're writing an email to based on how fast you're typing. Like this,
it's a text line response. He's pissed.
If it's fast typing, it's the boss or the text line. I can always tell. And that's really special and unique to me. And to have built this together is truly one of the great honors of my life and of my career. I have learned a lot from you. You are so, there's a lot that people don't see. You are an amazing multitasker. You are doing 14 things at one time, always. And that is a huge help to me. I think you have a lot of strengths that I don't have that I have learned from. And I totally have watched and learned from that over time. But I'm going to miss my friend. So I will be in Des Moines.
It's a 3-hour ride up I-35. It's right up there. It's a boring 3-hour drive, but it's an easy ride.
So to the people that asked, how do you feel about him leaving? I get it, but you jerk. But I get it, but you jerk. But we will,
you'll still see me, Jamie.
Gratefully, I think we have built something that will keep mm-hmm. going.
Yeah.
I think, thank you to the audience that we've kind of figured it out. And so that will the topics that you're used to hearing in the conversations fundamentally will not change. The show will stay the same, but just with some different perspectives is what we have, and we'll be at it again tomorrow.
It has been an honor to be on this program with you, Jamie. I have watched, and again, there are certain things that people don't see. This woman handles crisis management on the radio level more than it. Snowstorm, boom, boom, boom. Shooting in KCK, boom, boom, boom. She's got it all mapped out.
Good
it,
police chase. Wicket's your right, guy. Good play
but
by play.
You guys are going to be great. KMBZ is going to be great. It's going to continue to be great. I just want to say thank you again to everybody involved and everyone who has listened here. To KMBZ over the past 3.5 years. And to you, Jamie, I say I love you.
You too.
I pleasure this and always will. I will remember KMBZ as one in Kansas City as a place where I thought I was going to start. I began my family here. Began my family here and continued my career here. And I will be back to visit here, especially if the Packers play the Chiefs.
So he posted stuff on Facebook. If you want to leave comments there, we're obviously not going to be looking at the text line after 2 o'clock here. So feel free to leave comments there if you would like.
Absolutely.
Be safe on your drive.
Thank you.
You are literally
very
pulling
much.
Out of this parking lot.
I have to go drop off my cable modem.
And let me know when you have more babies, and that's when I'll come hold babies. I mean, you're great and all, but I'm going to come hold babies.
I get it. Thank you again, Kansas City, so very much.
All right, it's 2 o'clock. Will's in the newsroom.
Happening now on KMBZ.
What does President Trump want out of the NATO summit? I'm ABC's Brian Clark. I'll have more coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.